listen to the Mayhem of the Beck and Soda podcast. Then check out the Mayhem at Chemist Warehouse. Get half price off cosmetics and vitamins. Shop in-store or online today.
I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast.
With Beck and Soda.
Start listening.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Happy day after Mother's Day,
yes,
too. How'd you go?
Let's save it for Mum Fail. It didn't tick all of my boxes, Mother's Day yesterday.
Didn't you have a great time? Because, look, I went to the footy yesterday. Watched Crows take on...
Brisbane
in that draw. I'm having hang on.
It's an amazing game.
Had an episode.
What I was about to say was
the Crows take on Fitzroy.
Because
the reason was, obviously, because Fitzroy combined with Brisbane to become the Lions.
A long time ago.
Exactly. But the reason why I was saying that, because I was at the footy yesterday and a friend is an old Fitzroy supporter, so actually had the VFL scarf Fitzroy for years. So him and his son had Fitzroy scarves on, Tony, right? And it was brilliant looking at the old Fitzroy colours. So all game, we were sitting there cheering for Fitzroy, not Brisbane.
A draw, it's like dancing with your sister, isn't it?
Remarkable, yeah. But you know what the best part was? What? There were so many mums there at the footy that everyone was celebrating the mums.
That's lovely.
Which I loved. And kids' footy yesterday morning, when they sang the song at the end of the game, all the mums got in and sang.
Oh, nice.
I saw a lot of mum friends of mine who were having mimosas at their kids' sports game.
I'm not sure about that.
Is that all right?
No. I think you can. If you can have champagne any day, it's Mother's
Day. Probably calling them mimosas yesterday.
Yeah, but not every weekend.
Not every weekend, just Mother's Day.
Because they were actually able to take the drinks out of the water bottles and actually put them in proper drinks. Because legitimately, you know, a little vodka at 8:30 in the morning in your water bottle is acceptable because no one knows that
it's not
water.
Champagne's a bit different to vodka in your Stanley Cup.
Sparkling apple juice suddenly becomes a little champagne.
I think we earned it. Anyway, did they spell their banner correctly? Did you see Port?
Oh, my God.
I did see Port. Amazingly, Port Adelaide tried to lose to Geelong, but Port, it was a big win.
We like to be called Port Adelaide. Thank you.
Travis Boak. How good's that?
Yeah.
17 years since they won at Geelong. So we had Port win by a point and the Crows have a draw. God, that's funny when you watch the draw. Isn't everyone at the end just goes, right. And then all the supporters are left to do is boo the umpires.
So what do they get?
Quiet. Then the umpires walk off and then you just hear, that's what you're left with.
Do they get 2 points for a draw?
Yeah, 2 points.
Tipping, everyone gets the tip.
Yeah, the old favourite, as you said, who was it? Dennis Pagan said, you know, when you have a draw, it is dancing with your sister. Yeah. No result.
And Rebecca Moore said that.
Yeah, but it came from Dennis Pagan.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Remember we were talking about baths last week?
Yes.
And look, I'm sitting there thinking blokes do not spend enough time in the baths. Always hear about a lot of women that love to relax and they get the petals out into the water. They light the candle, get the aromatherapy going.
Glass of champagne.
Blokes do not bath enough. And then I thought, well, are there blokes out there that regularly have a nice little dip each day or every couple of days? These were some of the calls we got.
I absolutely take the opportunity to have one. Chucking some Radox and a couple of hours, really soaking it up.
My partner, he does it once a week, sets up the candles, the magnesium.
I go in a bath every single night, have done since I was a kid.
I do a bit of bubble bath. Things warm up a little and there might be a little tinkle.
Thank you very much. Well, sometimes you might finish your bath off by just letting go and then you quickly hop out for a rinse.
You reckon that's disturbing?
Yeah.
We got this voicemail, Soda, from one of your mates.
Hi, Beck and Soda. Julian here. I hear you talking about baths. Boys having baths, the old sturdy football club days. We used to have a bath, hot water, steamy. We used to squeeze 8 or 10 in there. But the big dog, as we used to call him at the club room, Soda, when he was on the fire calendar, the front of the fire calendar, we used to touch feet, touch bums, play the bubble game. We used to have a wonderful time.
Thank you, Julian.
The bubble game. Please explain.
Well, that is Big Julian Burton, the former blonde full forward at the Sturt Footy Club. But look, what we used to do, Beck, because you'd have this big tiled bath. I reckon comfortably you'd probably fit 3 people in it, right?
Yeah.
We used to get 6, 7, 8, sometimes 10 blokes, and you would be just squashing, and there's not a lot of room. So it was always very, very tight fitting in there. But it was beautiful. It was a very relaxing time, and it was something that I reckon people need to get involved in more. So blokes who aren't bathing, you need to get there and have a crack.
All right. Well, if you are out there, you might be on the way to work and you're not a bather, a bloke who doesn't bath. Perhaps you've never had a bath since you were like in your little kiddie bath as a child.
We might be talking decades.
Yeah.
Right. Since you've actually had that opportunity to have a bath, I want to find a bunch of blokes that never bath or haven't had one for such a long time.
I don't remember.
I've got an idea.
Oh, here we go.
I want to get some blokes in a bath. Yeah. Would you love to join me?
Right. Well, we just heard what you do in them.
No, but they can be separate baths.
Sure.
Right, but okay. I reckon anyone out there, 13, 10, 60, any tradies perhaps at work that never go in a bath or haven't been in one for 20, 30 years, give us a call next. I want to find you out there.
Okay.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Beck, we've been talking about blokes having baths. And look, there's not enough people really getting out there enjoying it. It's just relaxing. It's cathartic. You can just get rid of all of the stresses of society and life in a bath.
You had one last week, though, and you reckon you lasted about 6 minutes before you got sick of your own company.
I've got a bit bored in there, so I've got to find something that keeps me going because I really think that I need to spend a little more time in the bath because it can cut out the world, but you've just got to find the way, I reckon, to, well, almost meditate in there, as meditate, I said, and just challenge and think your way through relaxation.
We had so many comments and texts come through. Ryan likes to make it really, really hot so it cools down while he's in there, but then he feels that he's got a bit of soap and dead skin on him when he hops out, so then he has a shower after his bath.
Oh, little rinse.
He's little super clean, all right.
Post-soak rinse. Carl said having a bath is the best way to relax. Nothing tops it. And he said, if you want, hop in the shower first, wash your bum that way, and then you can get in the bath,
yeah, right,
and then it's nice and clean. Because if you're worried, you know, the dirt's floating around.
Yeah, good tip.
Yeah, it's really good.
So, you don't want to be putting your head under.
No, absolutely. So what we're looking for are blokes that have never bathed or haven't bathed for so long they cannot remember. Because look, there's something in this. I want to get a whole group of blokes together.
Sure.
It could be in separate baths, but I reckon that we could really help ourselves feel better about the world.
All right.
Randall from Craigmore. Randy, how are you, mate?
I'm good, thanks.
That's all right. Randall, last time you had a bath?
I'm 47 years old. I'd say it's been at least 40 years since I got in a bath.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. What about at home? Anyone hop in the bath at home normally?
Yeah, my wife and my son get in the bath. But yeah, I've lived in every place I've lived has had a bath and I just refuse to get in.
Why don't you want to get in there?
Because I'd rather not marinate in my own filth. I'd wash it down the drain in the shower.
Yeah. I kind of get it, Randall.
Yeah, but Randall, could I convince you to hop in a bath? Not with me.
At least buy him a drink
this
first.
Is not a proposition, my friend. But do you reckon I could get you in a bath if it's been, what, 40-odd years?
It'd have to be something special to get me in there.
Okay, that's
leave
good.
It with me.
Yeah, that's good. Something special.
I think I might have something special for you, Randall.
Okay, right. I might step aside. John Inglenelg, are you a bloke who doesn't bath?
I am a bloke that does not bath. It is disgusting.
Johnny, all right. John, how old are you now?
I'm nearly 40.
Right, when's the last time you've actually had a bath?
Probably about 34 years ago.
Geez, Johnny, I'll tell you what, mate, you are in need of a good scrub, my friend.
Why are you anti-bath, John?
Just like Randall, who wants to bath in their own filth? It is rank.
Yeah, I mean, particularly if you put your head under and you need to wash your hair, I kind of sometimes feel I hold my breath.
Yeah, you need a snorkel for sure.
Johnny, what about if I threw in a back rub? Could I convince you to hop in a bath?
If there's a back rub from you, Soda, beer and TV, I'm in, brother.
Hey, all right, keep them coming. Never had a bath, want a bath? Automaster's text line 0488 52 107.
There's something in this. We need to get a whole bunch of blokes in baths. Yeah. I just got to work out where and how.
You know when he gets on an idea?
I know.
Stay with me, boys. I've got something brewing.
Where there's Speedos or...
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
In life, there are unanswerable questions. These are not those. But damn it, they're close. My head hurts. So it must be time for The Riddle Man.
Right, we can send you off to the movies. I'll give you $100 for food and drink so you can have a nice little date night or maybe take the kids out, have a bit of fun. All you need to do is just get this little question correct. Are you ready to go, Rebecca Morse?
I've got out a notepad.
Very good.
And pen.
Great, you've got your notepad. 131060 is the number you need to call us. Get on board. Okay, this is the situation. Beck is a popular and very competent young and upcoming journalist.
Young, I like that.
Right, a popular young and upcoming journalist. There are two guys very, very keen on her. Ooh, right, well,
she's got this is autobiographical.
She's got a pilot and a doctor who are really, really fighting for her.
Okay.
A pilot and a doctor, okay. Right? These two blokes, yeah. And they reckon she is, it in a bit. Yeah. Anyway, the pilot is called off to work. He's got to go and fly to Europe, and he's going to be gone for 5 days, okay. And he gives Beck 5 apples. Why? Beck, two blokes are chasing you, right? You are, I'll tell you what, you are flying in your life. Anyway, these two guys, the pilot and the doctor, are very, very keen on you. The pilot's got to go to Europe for 5 days. Before he leaves, he gives you 5 apples. Why would he do that? Beck?
Okay.
What do you reckon?
Because he wants me to stay healthy in his absence.
Right. You reckon?
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
That's what I'm guessing. So I'm quite happy with the scenario, though. I've got a pilot and a doctor
both
interested in
you. Ever had two blokes chase you? Like competing people looking at your affections?
Who would you prefer, a pilot or a doctor? Have you got a preference?
Por que lo nos dos?
Okay, you know.
Okay, so I've got 5 apples for the 5 days he's away.
Yep. Colleen from Salisbury Downs. G'day, Colleen. How you doing?
Thank you.
That's the way, right. So Beck is a very, very good journalist. She's got two blokes keen on her pilot and doctor. The pilot's got to go to Europe for 5 days, right? But he leaves Beck with 5 apples. Why?
He wants her to wait for the 5 days, so she eats an apple a day until 5 days is up.
Oh, and to keep her healthy so she won't see the bloke. Mm. Yeah, right. Mm. Yeah, no, Colleen, not quite right, but well played. Inca from Evandale. Good morning, Inca. Why did the pilot give Beck 5 apples?
I'm Inca? Not entirely sure, but I think, like, 5 stay in a basket?
No, they're not in a basket. Right, Beck, you've got a pilot and a doctor who are keen on you. The pilot's got to go away for 5 days. Right, and, well, he decides to give you 5 apples. Why on earth would he do that?
Why didn't he take me with him?
Well, that's a good point. Justin from North Adelaide. Justin, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, great.
That's
good.
The way. Hey, mate, why would the pilot give Beck 5 apples?
An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yes! 5 days he's gone, yes! 5 apples.
Yes!
An apple a day will keep the doctor away. And then, bang, the pilot's back in town and do a nice landing.
Can I have that riddle in writing? I might just
absolutely
take it home with me.
Hey, Justin, well done, buddy. Very, very nicely done. You are out a night on us. You've got movie tickets and $100 for dinner and drinks.
Sounds great.
Good on you. A lot of calls coming through, and I reckon a lot of people were switched on with that one.
Do I get to keep one of them?
Mate, you can have the apples. That's it.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Oh, Mondays can be tough to get going. We want to motivate you. How was your weekend? What was your weekend win, Soda? The best thing that happened to you on the weekend?
That's a very good question. I'll tell you what I did do. Now, I went and watched 11-year-old Felix play footy yesterday. And he said, Dad, when you watch my footy, can you not try and coach while you're watching? Now, I'm never, ever, ever negative. But sometimes I might go, hey, run back there. Run back there. Where the ball's going to go. So now I'm under absolute promise that I can't do any hand gestures. So I can't be like pointing, like run over there.
Right. You love a hand gesture.
So I like Italian, I sit in my hands.
You do gesticulate a lot.
Yeah, and I just sort of will go like point, run there because I know the ball will go there.
Yeah.
So he said, Dad, hands in pockets. So I watched the entire game yesterday wearing a hoodie with my hands in my jumper and I felt like going, just run over there. That's where the ball's going to go. So that was a weekend win for me.
That's a weekend win. And all right.
Afterwards, Felix goes, hey, Dad, you didn't point at anything. I go, yeah, but in my pockets, I was pointing left, right and centre. What about you?
All right. My weekend win is a small one, but I started a book in January and I finished it on the weekend. Sat down on Mother's Day. I said, don't bother me. And I read for about 2 hours straight and I finished the book.
What's the book?
It was The Dictionary of Lost Words. South Australian author, beautiful novel.
Oh, great.
It was a real slog.
Well, this is for you, Beck.
Yes. That is a good jet. It's really relaxing and exciting when you finish a book. But then I think, oh, if you really love it, you want it to keep going.
Yeah, you miss the characters. Mm. Yeah. All right. Join the conversation. 131060. Let's celebrate our weekend wins. They can be as small or as big as you like.
Were you the best? What's the best thing that happened over the weekend?
What we're going to do is reach into the SAFM prize cupboard. Ooh. I just rated it before while we were listening to the music. So I've got a bunch of goodies we're going to give away. Some examples. We've got this gone through on the 0488 52107 Auto Masters text line. Christy got some grass for Mother's Day. So she was really, really happy. Yep. Her fiancé laid some new lawn for her.
Nice.
Which was good. And what about Tonya? Yesterday was her 50th birthday. So that's a big win, that's celebrating her 50th birthday.
I'm with Dale, his weekend win, Port winning and Crows drawing.
There you go. 131060, give us a buzz right now. What was your weekend win? It can be big, it can be small, just something that made you feel absolutely fantastic. Bunch of prizes. Just have a look here. We've got some Metro Fresh vouchers. Oh, beer and barbecue fest. We can send you off to the movies.
Nice work. Heaps of stuff.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Yeah, we're celebrating your weekend wins. We popped this up on Facebook. Kate's win was the most beautiful lights in the sky, the Aurora Australis.
Is that a common thing?
No, it's not at all, and I missed it.
Yeah, it looked brilliant. Some great, great photos getting around that people have posted. Okay, all you need to do, 131060, tell us, what was your weekend win? We've got a prize for you. Nikki from Andrews Farm. Good morning, Nick. What was it?
Morning. Morning. How are you guys?
Terrific. What was your win?
I won second prize in the Mother's Day raffle at my local soccer club.
Oh, awesome. What was in there?
Pamper pack, eye mask, bath salts, fizzy bombs, bottle of wine, chocolates. Yeah.
I tell you what, Nikki, that's terrific. What was first prize?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, I won.
Oh, well, the winning continues, Nikki. We're going to send you along to see the movie Bad Boys on Us.
Oh, thank you so much.
There you go. You ever won anything really, really good? Like anything significant?
No, I win a prize just by sitting here in this studio with you every morning, Soda. Biggest gift.
That's a win. Danielle from Underdale. Danielle, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, sure.
Morning.
All right, what was
good
the win?
Thanks. Mine's a bit of a weird one, but definitely my highlight. I was walking along the linear track with my son and my dog. My dog decided to chase a duck and fell into the river, followed by me falling in trying to get him out after rescue. I was going to say, after the rescue mission, we walked home, wet, muddy, and got some interesting looks, but definitely the funniest story I have to tell.
Sounds a little bit more like taking an L than a win, Danielle, but I love it.
No, that's a win.
I love it. We've got a $100 Metro Fresh voucher for you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Good on you, Danielle. Okay, Hope from Gawler. Good morning, Hope. What was your win?
My weekend win was my husband's just taken over as the new director of the Elizabeth Football Club, the one that lost by the over 500 points the other week, which we no longer talk about.
No.
Because this weekend we didn't lose by 500 points.
So good. You are putting the hope in the Elizabeth Football Club yourself.
Right. I know. I should get some credit, shouldn't I?
How much did they lose by on the weekend?
Oh, they lost by about 25 goals, I think it was now. But, you know, it's an improvement. They've done so much improvement in just one week. So.
Absolutely. That is a win. Right, we are sending you off to comedy legend Sushi Mango, so you can take your husband along to that as well.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Hope. And let's go to Stacey in the southeast. What was your weekend win?
Oh, gee, it was really good, actually. My son, who's nearly 15, who does absolutely nothing around the house, we came home from, went and had a massage and came home, and he'd vacuumed the whole house. He was spit watering, like, the high-pressure hose under the back deck.
What?
And then later on, because we went for a bit of a drive, and he said, Mum, leave your car unlocked and I'll vacuum it for you.
What? Right. Stace, that is an awesome win, but one question remains here. What's your son's name?
Ryder.
Okay, what does Ryder want?
Everything, all the time.
Right. Well, you know what? The motivation that he's done to go and do that, you just make sure you keep pushing that because that is a huge win. We are going to send you a Beck and Soda Sherpa Zip Jumper made by our wonderful friends at ORTC. It'll keep you nice and warm down the southeast during winter.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Good
what
on
a good
Steve.
Weekend.
Yeah, this warm and fuzzy. Feel good.
We should do this every Monday.
Yeah, well, this is what warm and fuzzy feels like.
Your weekend wins. Awesome.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Mother's Day yesterday, and all the mums out there, happy Mother's Day. You are wonderful, each and every one of you. But I think mothers understand that when it comes to Mother's Day, a lot of time the mental load for Mother's Day lands with the mums. So they have to get the gifts for their mother-in-law, then they have to organise the brunch, sometimes they have to cook the brunch. So my eldest, my 21-year-old, realises this because I bang on about it all the time. And she said a couple of weeks ago, she said, "Mum, I have got Mother's Day sorted. Yep. I am hosting a brunch for you.
Yes.
I'm invited your mum, your mother-in-law, your sister, and the whole family's coming over. Great. You don't lift a finger. I am catering for you."
Which of the three was this?
Which this is three? The eldest. This
Grace.
Is Grace.
Okay.
So I was like, oh my, I was so grateful. Anyway, yesterday comes and the brunch was at 10:30. Now, I was sitting up waiting for the girls. They usually come up and greet me in bed with a cup of coffee. They brought me a hot chocolate, the younger two, and their cards. And there was no sign of Grace. And I thought, well, she's down there busy in the kitchen.
21-year-old?
Yeah. She'd been out the night before, I will add that as context. So I wandered down, got dressed, was a bit disappointed she didn't come up and see me because I like them to come in. They always have since they were little, come and sat on the end of my bed. And I thought, no, she's – I come down at 10:25. All the guests are arriving at 10:30. She's standing – dripping wet in a towel at 10:25.
Wow, good sleeping.
And she is looking unwell. And in the kitchen is my husband and the two other daughters madly making pancakes and readying for the brunch that's about to start.
What were you doing at this point?
I was trying to remain calm, but I said to Grace, "What are you doing?" And she snapped at me and was very, said she'd just been throwing up.
Right.
She had the worst hangover of her life.
Could I ask, at any point, did you use the term or associated terms like "this is my day" or anything like that?
That conversation may have been in the ballpark.
But it was your day. It is
of
your day.
All the day.
Yeah, to be fair.
Know,
you can go
know,
out another 50, yeah. well, no, 51, because all my birthday is also a special day. 50 weekends you can go out and be. Anyway, so then she tried in the kitchen, but every time she started preparing food, she had to run to the toilet missing.
Oh, Grace.
So then she couldn't even sit at the table for breakfast. She lay on the couch. Moaning and groaning. And then when everybody left, she put herself to bed and she stayed in bed all day. And we did not speak a word to each other all day. At the end of the day, she tried to say sorry.
Yes.
And I said, to quote from George Costanza, "You can put your sorries in a sack."
Really? So,
and we have not spoken.
Still not spoken?
We have not spoken.
Are we talking about your Grace or disgrace?
She's in disgrace. She's got a big, big hole to dig herself out of. There was no card.
No
she
present?
Handed me an unwrapped lipstick at the end of the day and went, "Happy Mother's Day."
She obviously grabbed that out of her bag when she fell in a bush.
It was a Mother's Day fail of Grace-like proportions.
So, okay, well, the important thing is what is going to be the repair situation for this from today?
Yeah. Well, she did. She was cleaning the kitchen when I went to bed last night, very quietly. But yeah, she's deeply, deeply in trouble because it was my day.
Of course it was.
She knew that.
So no present.
Well, apart from the lipstick that she handed me. And
which was second hand. She'd used it the night before. Yeah, exactly. 13 1060.
Yeah.
13 1060. Give us a call, right? What did you get for Mother's Day? We are looking for the worst present. Right, you can hand it in to us and we'll exchange it for something really cool. Okay, so we are looking for the worst, crappest present that you got.
Yeah.
Right, even though, of course, it's a thought that counts. But in this case, if it's crap, give it to us and we will exchange it for a really cool present.
Get out of bed, Grace.
13 1060, give us a call.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
We are talking your rubbish Mother's Day gifts. Of course, we're grateful for whatever we receive, but let's be honest, sometimes one as a mother can be disappointed.
Right. What we need to know is, what is the crappiest gift that you got? Okay. Of course, keep in mind the thought does count, and that's important. But what we'll do is we'll take your gift and we'll exchange it for something better.
Okay? All right. Peter in Evanston Park, what did you get?
A box of chalk.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Who gave you the chalk?
My middle son gave me a box of chalk, and I said, I don't get it, because I thought it might be a joke. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're creative. You can work out something to do with it.
Oh.
Did you get any good gifts from your other kids?
No, I didn't see two all day. They were too tired. And then my eldest son bought me a flower and listen to me complain about the other three.
Peter. Do you know what happens sometimes, though, too, whether it's Mother's Day or birthday, Christmas, whatever, sometimes a partner or a kid will give you, or a friend will give you, something that they actually want themselves?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Once I got a light fitting for my birthday.
Right, the gift giver wanted it.
A light fitting. Seriously. Mm-hmm. For your birthday, please.
All right, thank you, Peter. All right.
Come on.
And you know what? I think as mums, we do have high expectations as well. Lauren in Morpher Vale, what did you get?
I got a pair of, the hand exfoliating gloves.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, not good?
Well, no, I have a pair, so I don't know why I need another one.
Okay. Anything else?
I got a six glasses, wine glasses. Nice. I don't drink.
Right. Who do you reckon organise those presents?
Probably the girl's dad.
Right.
Girl's dad drinks.
Yes. There you go. That is exactly what has happened there. Okay, look, we are going to exchange these, okay? No doubt. We'll give you something. Okay, Beck, what else have we got?
All right, Kerri-Ann. Listening on the listener app this morning, which is fab. What did you get, Kerri-Ann? What was your crap present?
I got a wooden spoon lady with long woolen blonde hair, and I'm a brunette.
Hey, can you explain what a wooden spoon lady is? I'm picturing something like Forky from Toy Story.
Very similar. It's wooden spoon with a very sad face drawn on it, with a bright blue nose and some long blonde woolen hair.
My kids have made one of
those. My beautiful brown hair.
And did you ask your son why you were sad?
He just said because it was a sad day for me.
Kerri, you know what? Kerri, you there? Kerri, you there?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to take your little spoon lady. No, in fact, you can keep her, okay? Yeah. Why don't you pull her hair off and use her to stir some food? But we are going to send you off to the Oval Hotel at the Adelaide Oval so you can have a great time there, and we'll throw in dinner and that sort of thing
breakfast.
As well.
Yeah, too.
Yeah, and breakfast.
Oh, thank you.
How good's that? And to our other callers, Lauren and Peter, thank you so much. We will take your gifts.
Absolutely.
And we will exchange them for something wonderful out of our prize cupboard.
Oh, Kerri-Ann, I hope we've turned that sad face upside down for you today.
Yeah, not such a sad day anymore.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Number one for fun. That's it for SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Now for the mayhem at Chemist Warehouse. Get half price off cosmetics and vitamins. Shop in-store or online today.
SAFM.